You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
100 is reduced to probably 600 or less. The lawyers will get to individually question them to try to determine any biases or prejudices and whether they are a good juror in their minds.
Israeli leaders yesterday threatened to take even tougher action against the Palestinians over their decision to join the International Criminal Court. Israel froze the transfer of more than $100 million in tax funds, according to a Fox News report. The monthly transfers are a key source of Palestinian revenue. Last week's decision to seek membership in the court has infuriated Israel. Say they intend on using membership in the Hague-based tribunal to press war crimes against the Jewish state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My name is Jeannie. I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom, and that means everything to me.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the Three-Step Plan.
My name is Bill. I've been able to pay off all of my bills and save money.
To find out how you could work from home with your own home-based business, go to 3-STEP-USA or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Though much of the eastern two-thirds of the nation will have to endure bitterly cold temperatures for much of the week, National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic says it will be just the opposite for folks on the West Coast.
Over the upcoming week, it looks like the temperatures will be at least above average if we're on the West Coast. And in addition to the above average temperatures, it looks like it's going to be dry for most of the West Coast this week.
Eight crew members are presumed dead aboard a cargo ship that capsized and sank north of Scotland. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
There had been no distress call from the Semfjord, which had been carrying a bulk load of cement from Denmark to Scotland. Now the ship's management company says bad weather's likely to have been a major factor in its sinking. A vessel's currently scanning the seabed using sonar to assess how the ship is lying. Investigators have given up hope that any of the eight-person crew may have survived the ordeal. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Archaeologists in Jerusalem may have uncovered the remains of Herod the Great's palace, where part of the trial of Jesus Christ took place. The Washington Post reports tours are being organized by the nearby Tower of David Museum. According to the Post, the palace was uncovered more than a decade ago during excavation of an abandoned prison adjacent to the museum as part of a planned expansion. And on this date in 1781, a British naval expedition led by Benedict Arnold burned Richmond, Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 34 degrees. This afternoon, looking at a breezy afternoon. I don't know, when I came in at 1 o'clock, it was really blowing out there. They're saying a high of 36 now. At 1 o'clock, it was 36, so I think we've probably reached the high and we're probably going down now. Tonight, there's a 20% slight chance of snow with a low of 16 on Tuesday, an 80% chance of snow with a high of 27, and Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, with a low of 19. Start. I just did a show at 1 o'clock with the good news home for women. And the woman that came in had been an alcoholic and a cocaine addict. It was an interesting show. She was an interesting character. So now we'll talk about integrative medicine. Is. How do you pronounce your first name? Tamara. See, I was going to say Tamara. So my wife's name's Laura. Yeah, my wife's name's Laura. So, but it's Tamara. And I'll let you pronounce your last name. Barisha. Okay. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the Air. I've been doing so many shows around here, I never can remember which show I'm on. And my guest today is Tamara.
Hi.
Did I do it wrong?
No, you did it perfect.
Yeah, but you smiled, so I must have done it wrong. And your last name is?
Barisha.
That's what I thought. That's what I would have said. Anyway, we're going to talk about integrative medicine.
Integrative medicine, right.
Today, which I don't have any idea what that is.
Oh.
Why don't we first talk about you?
Okay, great.
How long have you been at the medical center?
So, again, my name's Tamara Barisha, and I'm the program director for integrative medicine at 100 in Healthcare, and I'm also an acupuncturist. So I have had an acupuncture business in Hunterdon County for over 12 years. And when I started at the Hunterdon Medical Center in April of 2014, I closed my private business and I moved my acupuncture business over to the medical center.
Okay, I got a question.
Sure.
It has nothing to do about what we're going to... How did you become an acupuncturist?
Because
every acupuncturist I've ever met have been Asian.
Okay.
And you're not Asian.
No, I'm not. No, I was born and raised in Hunterdon County and went to high school here. I originally received a bachelor's degree in psychology, and I wanted to become a clinical psychologist. And I moved to New York City. While I was in New York City finishing my undergraduate degree, I was introduced to integrative medicine and to a different way of or approach of life, if you want to say, which is the Chinese medicine philosophy.
Okay.
And I first started with being treated using massage therapy as a modality for, you know, for pain. I was always an athlete. In the city, I liked to rollerblade and ride my bike, and I was always a skier. And so anytime I had an injury, I typically go receive a massage. And then my first experience with acupuncture was I had strep throat, and I would typically go to my medical doctor, my primary care, and get antibiotics and be done with it, and then the next year I would get it again. So so this particular time I was going to school, I finished my undergraduate degree in psychology, and I was going to school now for massage therapy. I was bartending to pay the bills, so I thought, go to graduate school and be a massage therapist instead of a bartender. But with that, I received my first acupuncture treatment, and the way that I like to explain it is, they put needles in my back. I was laying down on my stomach, and I felt the sensation of heat coming off my body, almost like if you have sunburn and you put your hand over your skin and you can feel that sensation of heat. That's what I felt. And I still had my prescription for antibiotics in my back pocket, but I never filled it. And I went home that night. I went to bed, and when I woke up in the morning, I was fine. I was not sick anymore. And to this day, I still have not gotten strep throat again. But also, I had some other friends.
Now, they put the needles in your back for strep throat.
They put the needles in my back, yep. Mm-hmm. The back of my neck, my upper back, some in my hands, some in my feet, yep. And then I had some experiences with good friends and receiving acupuncture for things that they were told that they would need surgery for and things like that. And the results were amazing. I finished massage therapy school, and I started studying herbal medicine, Chinese herbal medicine, with a Taoist priest, and he opened an acupuncture school. So once that school was open, then I started acupuncture school with him. Acupuncturists receive a master's degree for study. It's a full-time program, and we're licensed in New Jersey under the Board of Medical Examiners, the same licensure that medical doctors are licensed under.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, a long story short, but well, I love what I do. It's my passion.
When we go on a break, I'll tell you something about my daughter because it's very similar.
Okay.
It's almost.
Okay, great.
Let's talk about what integrative medicine is.
So, the way we like to look at integrative medicine, I'll give you the first term, which is what people were talking about prior to using the term integrative medicine, was complementary and alternative medicine with an acronym CAM. We're not using that anymore. Some people do, but at Hunterdon Healthcare, we're using integrative medicine because we don't want people to think that it's one or the other, where alternative gives you that implication that it might be one or the other. So we want to look at integrative medicine, and our definition of it for us at Hunterdon Healthcare is integrative medicine is a holistic, patient-centered approach to medical care. It combines conventional medicine with the diverse healing traditions and modalities from around the world to optimize health, prevent illness, and treat acute and chronic conditions. Really, our mission at the Integrative Medicine Center at Hunterdon Healthcare is to empower individuals to achieve a state of optimal health and nurturing the mind, the body, and the spirit through the integration of evidence-based complementary medicine and conventional therapies.
Sounds like my son is a fourth degree master in black belt in Taekwondo.
Okay.
And their philosophy is mind, body, and spirit.
And spirit, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Within the idea of integrative medicine and Chinese medicine from the beginning has always been that the mind and the body are not separated. And if we take it to that place of separation, then we're only treating a part of the person or we're treating a symptom. And, you know, we really want it to be to we want people to understand that we're looking at patient-centered medicine. We want the patient to take a responsibility within their own health and have open dialogue, not only with the patient, mm-hmm. but also open dialogue with all the practitioners. There is a statistic out there that is $35 billion is spent annually on integrative and or on complementary and alternative medicine, that 70% of the population uses some type of these therapies, okay. whether it's nutrition, supplements, acupuncture, massage therapy, yoga, all these different things. But then 30% of the people that are using these therapies don't tell their medical doctors. And that's where the problem comes in, because the reasons that they don't tell their medical doctors, we found, are because, number one, they don't think it's important. Number two, they forget. Or number three, they don't feel they'll be supported. And so that's the part that we really want to bridge that gap of having that open dialogue with everyone, the complementary practitioners, the conventional medicine practitioners, and the patient, all at the same level.
I got to take a break.
Sure.
We'll take a break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
Come and join Join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we're back. This is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the air, and I'm sitting here, and I'm scared to death to pronounce her name.
Tamara Berisha.
See, I want to say Tamara.
You can. I won't reach across. I know, but punch you out, I promise.
I even mentioned to my wife, I said, and she said, well, maybe it's Tamara, maybe it's not Tamara. I said, well, you know, unfortunately, it's now embedded in my mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call you Miss T.
Okay.
Anyway, we're talking about a different kind of medicine than most people think about.
Yes.
And I think a part of it is, I think, now this is just my speculation, that most doctors and stuff have realized that they do what they can, but people heal themselves.
I would agree with that. You can't take that out of the equation. I think Western medicine or conventional medicine, there's nothing better than that in an emergency situation, surgery situation, in acute care. There's nothing better than Western medicine. There's nothing else that can compare. But in prevention and in the care of chronic illness, I think that's maybe where conventional medicine has fallen short. I think a lot of the times we're using the acute model in the chronic care situation, where someone comes in, and give you the example, if someone comes into a doctor and they've, you know, their back is out. They've tweaked their back in an acute setting. They can't walk. They can't move. You know, give them some pain medication, give them an anti-inflammatory to get them through the next couple of weeks until they can get back on their feet again and mm-hmm. not, you know, they can function. But after that, what do you do next? And a lot of times in the chronic care setting, they're still given the same medications over a long period of time, and that's where we start to see the problems. People are becoming addicted to meds, where we can then switch them over to a integrative medicine model, where we're really looking at lifestyle, we're looking at exercise, we're looking at nutrition, we're looking at helping them move properly with Tai Chi and Qigong classes, yoga, Pilates, really looking at the whole body approach and an approach from an individual standpoint as opposed to the symptom standpoint. Mm-hmm. We everyone coming into the same doctor with back pain is not going to have the same history. And that's really what we take into account in the integrative medicine model. And we take the time. We have the time, I shouldn't say. That's a problem with conventional medicine, is that doctors are paid for a diagnosis. Right. They're not paid for the outcome. And that has nothing to do with the fault of the doctors. That's just where our system came from. So, they don't have an hour and a half to spend with the patient, which is what we do. We do have that time to spend with the patient, and they have 15 minutes. Some doctors even say they have 6 minutes with each patient. So, so we're able to take that time and take the healthcare into that next level of really looking at the whole person.
It's funny you mentioned back pain, because my back is killing me.
You come to see us.
I was splitting wood, okay, and I've hurt the base of my back.
Okay.
And when I went down to North Carolina over Christmas, I flew down, and then we were driving back mm-hmm. because my wife was already down there, sitting in that plane. It's just
horrible,
killing me.
Yeah.
And then my brother-in-law was there. A bunch of family members were there. And the first thing he said, I've got Percocets.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, no, I can't take those. I get sick.
Mm-hmm.
They don't agree with me. Well, I've got Valium. I said, no, I might get sick with that too. I don't know. But it's just today it's better than it was.
Yeah.
But it was really to the point I felt like a little old man. I could hardly get in and out of the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's funny you mentioned back pain.
Yeah. So if you were to come to our integrative medicine center, if any patient was to come, but I'll focus on you.
Okay.
What you
Let's
said
pretend
right
I came in. I've got this lower back pain right here.
Right. So what we'll do is we'll do an initial consultation, and you'll have an intake where there's a comprehensive history and physical. Within that physical, if you were coming in for an acupuncture appointment, within that physical, I would look at your posture. We would do some palpation to see what areas are, and a few different exercises to see what areas are, what muscles are involved, if there's any bone involvement, and then do a Chinese medicine diagnosis, pattern diagnosis. We also look at your tongue to see what's happening within your entire body, right? Because I like to give the example, if you have a cut on the outside of your body, you can put a Band-Aid on it to hide it, right?
Sure.
But ultimately, the healing is coming from the inside out, okay? Now, the same thing is going to happen with every other, with anything else that's going on. We want to see why your body's not healing. Are you eating a lot of foods that are inflammatory? Do you have any other things that are going on within your system that we might want to address to help your body be able to focus on healing as opposed to just surviving.
Okay, now the big question. Mm-hmm. Do you take insurance?
We don't take insurance, but we do provide receipts to people that they can submit themselves.
Okay.
So for acupuncture, a lot of insurance companies are now covering acupuncture. It could be anywhere between 35% to 85%, but again, it really depends on your
actually,
policy.
I think I just switched to Medicare.
Okay, Medicare does not cover acupuncture as of now, but a lot of secondary insurances will. So that would be something to check with.
Yeah.
Now, from an acupuncture standpoint, we do private sessions, but we also have a community acupuncture clinic, which is a lot lower in cost, where a private session is going to cost you $100 for initial consultation and then $75 for a follow-up visit. In the clinic, it's $50 for an initial consultation and $25 for each follow-up visit. Now, you are in a room with other people in the clinic, but there's no disrobing. It's only acupuncture from the elbows down, knees down, maybe head, face, neck. Sometimes we can, you know, depending on the situation, we might be able to do a little bit in your back, but it gives you the opportunity to receive an acupuncture treatment without having the full cost, because in a clinic setting, I can treat, you know, up to six people in an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, it's a very relaxed setting, so you don't even realize that there's other people around you.
Now, is acupuncture the only thing you do?
I'm also a massage therapist, so I do massage therapy, but then we have practitioners that that do other things that here at the Integrative Medicine Center. So we teach classes in Tai Chi and Qigong.
Okay.
We also teach yoga, Pilates. We do a few different forms of meditation. We do this Himalayan singing bowl meditation, which is meditation through vibration and sound. We also do a mindfulness and tranquility meditation, which is more a little bit more based on Zen and Buddhist meditation. And then we also do mindfulness-based stress reduction, which is a 8-week course. It's a program to teach you how to meditate and be mindful that was created by Jon Kabat-Zinn out of the University of Massachusetts.
Okay.
So it's a program that actually you see it all over the news now. There was a New York Times article on mindfulness-based stress reduction. So we have a new class starting in April, and then also we're putting together right now, it'll probably start in the beginning of February, which will be a mindful eating course. And just in that way, teaching how to be present in the moment and learn all the different forms of meditation within that.
You know, I'm a person that lived by stress, though. I loved it. When I worked at Newsweek, it was very stressful.
Right, right.
But it was what I really enjoyed.
Yeah, yeah. I think that we might be able to see a difference between having a lot of activity and being on your game within that activity and being truly stressed out where you're not able to handle all the things properly, and then illness sets in.
Sure.
So I think there's a difference. If you can have your plate extremely full with a lot of really wonderful things, but if it's affecting your health and you're not able to focus on each thing, then you're not doing anything 100%.
Right.
So So it doesn't mean to say that you need to stop activity. When you're learning to meditate, it's not that you have to stop activity. It's learning how to be present in the moment. And when your mind is not scattered and thinking about other things, you do everything more effectively.
It's kind of like when I do my artwork.
Uh-huh,
that's the
exactly.
only thing I'm thinking about.
Yes, right. So there's if you were painting a picture, doing your artwork, but you were thinking, oh my God, what am I going to have for dinner?
Right.
What did I say to that other person? Oh, I'm going to fight with my wife. Oh, you know, what type of art would come out
sure.
of you? So it's that undeniable focus that you can have in everything that you do. There's a time and place for everything. So it's not to say that you're going to stop anything in your life. It's just that you're actually going to be more present and more real in every moment when you learn the mindfulness-based stress reduction.
I got to take a break for the news.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. Two prospects from the U.S. ski team have been killed in an avalanche while skiing near their European training base in the Austrian Alps. The U.S. ski team says Ronnie Burlak, 20, and Brian Astel, 19, died Monday in the incident near Rettenbach Glacier, the venue for the annual season-opening World Cup races. The price of oil has dipped below $50 a barrel for the first time in more than 5 years. The slide came as evidence mounted that the world will be oversupplied with oil this year. The accused Boston Marathon bomber has been occasionally glancing today at the potential jurors who are being screened for his trial. The first group of 200 was brought into court today for the first phase of jury selection. About 1,200 in all will be in the courtroom over the next 3 days. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. Get prepped for a party with popular game time favorites that will please any size crowd, like Tyson Buffalo Wings, Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Paper Plates, and DiGiorno's Pizza. Go to samsclub.com to check out the full selection of instant savings offers. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from ilikehowilook.com. I have found something that could help you lose 10 to 15 pounds in the next 30 days without starving yourself or exercising to exhaustion. Just go to ilikehowilook.com and watch the short video. ilikehowilook.com uses hydrolyzed collagen protein to help you lose weight and tone up. So watch the video at ilikehowilook.com and maybe soon you'll be saying, I like how I look.
Stock prices are down sharply on Wall Street. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The price of oil plunged again, taking stock prices down with it. At midday, the Dow Jones Industrials, the Standard & Poor's 500, and the NASDAQ Index were all down more than 1%, more than 260 points on the Dow. Oil briefly dipped below $50 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange, and energy stocks are big losers on Wall Street. Meanwhile, the euro hit a 9-year low against the dollar amid renewed concerns that Greece would drop out of the eurozone. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Homeland Security Department is ending Ebola-related airport screening procedures for travelers from Mali. Starting Tuesday, travelers from Mali won't be subject to monitoring for possible symptoms of Ebola upon arrival, and they will no longer be required to enter the U.S. through one of five designated airports. Be sure to stop by our website, usaheadlinenews.com. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is the USA Radio Network.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
A television network has received an award of excellence for its family-friendly programming. USA's Russ Jones explains.
The UPTV network has been honored again by the Parents Television Council with a seal of approval for its program, Bringing Up Bates. Melissa Henson of the Parents Television Council.
If we give a program seal of approval, it means that you can rely on the fact that there is not going to be a lot of sex violence or profanity on the program, that it is something that you can watch with your kids in the room, and you don't have to worry about being embarrassed or caught off guard by inappropriate content.
Bringing Up Bates is the story of Gil and Kelly Joe that includes their 19 children, ages 2 through 25. Henson says it's not always that way when a TV program is described as being about families.
you expect that if it's about a family, it's going to be something you can watch with your family. That's generally not the case, but fortunately it is the case with Bringing Up Bates.
Hinson believes the best way for viewers to express their concerns or their complaints about TV content is to let advertisers know their thoughts. I'm Russ Jones.
Christmas trees can be enjoyed long after they are discarded by a family. They're a great source of vitamin C for goats. A Maine farm is extending an invitation to residents who don't know what to do with their discarded trees. Hillary Knight, the barnyard manager at Smiling Hill Farm in Westbrook, Maine, says the farm's goats are more than happy to eat the trees. It's a win-win. Humans can recycle their trees and goats get the treat. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 34 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at a 20% slight chance of snow, with a low of 16. Tuesday, an 80% chance of snow with a high of 27. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 19. And on Wednesday, a 20% slight chance of snow with a high of 26. This is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the air, and I'm here with
Tamara Verisha.
Your mic has to be
Tamara Verisha.
One day I'll learn how to do this.
I'm helping him out saying my name.
Yeah. So I don't say it wrong, because she gets really upset when I do. Anyway, we're talking about, actually, it's not alternative medicine, as you said.
Right.
But in a way, it kind of is. It's not the medicine that most people think.
Right. So we'll say complementary. The picture about alternative medicine that we don't want to paint is that it's one or the other. Because as an acupuncturist or a massage therapist, any one of our practitioners in the Integrated Medicine Center, we're not telling someone, come here and stop seeing your primary care physician or
sure.
stop seeing your specialist. We're saying, you know, let's all work together so that we can really optimize your health and optimize your healing, help with prevention of some of the things that are going on. And, you know, for people who are on long-term medications, maybe help with their diet, help with their with the management of that so that they, you know, can look to a future where they're not needing possibly the same amount or maybe not at all the lifelong medications.
I knew a person once who was actually stealing money from her husband. Her husband didn't know it. And she got very ill.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason she got ill is her mind.
Guilt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And her mind made her ill.
Yeah.
Because she had this guilt and all this stuff. And she got better when she confessed.
Yeah. It makes sense. So that's something that we were talking about. My philosophy and that of many Chinese medicine practitioners and integrative medicine practitioners is that illness is your body's alarm system telling you that something's wrong in your life. So I, with every one of my patients that are coming in, I like to help them change their mindset and help them understand that their symptoms are actually because it's their body giving them a message saying something's not right in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the job of the Chinese medicine practitioner or the integrative medicine practitioner to help read those messages. So I like to help people change their mindset and say, instead of saying what's wrong with me, say what's right with me. If you're getting those messages, your body is actually functioning properly and saying, wait a minute, stop, you know,
you're having acid reflux. Typically, people will get acid reflux when things are getting stirred up in their life, when their life isn't moving in the right direction. You know, when they're putting things in their body that their body disagrees with. Right? There's that stirring up of the stomach acid. So we can take every single one of your symptoms and look at them and say, wait, what's the underlying cause? What's the root cause of this? Rather than just taking an antacid and making it go away in the moment. Right, putting that Band-Aid on it, we want to take it a little bit more in depth and say, what's the message that your body is trying to give you? What's happening in your life that you might need to shift a little bit in order for you to actually relieve those signs and symptoms?
And that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Because by taking the antacid, it's going to happen again.
Exactly.
It's another silly...
Yeah. And a lot of it is education, not only education for the patient, but education for the medical world and for the community out there. And, you know, one thing that I really want to point out is that as an integrative medicine practitioner, we have to live that role ourselves. You know, you don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be an integrative medicine practitioner that's abusing different things. So looking at my own health and my own personal growth and my own prevention, that's part of this, being a leader in that, so that people have someone to follow too.
And you talked about diet too.
Yes, absolutely.
I think people eat far too much.
Yes. Yeah,
and I've talked about it many times on the show. I've had dietitians from the hospital here, but there are a couple of places in town that you could go, and if I go, I divide my plate in half.
Because
it's just far too much food.
That's definitely it is true. I'm a firm believer that being fanatical about anything is a disease within itself.
Sure.
So even with a really great diet, you know, people that are eating healthy. The advice that I usually like to give people is, if you have an illness like celiac, of course you cannot eat, you can't eat wheat or you can't eat gluten because it really is going to hurt you. But if you on a daily basis are eating healthy, you're getting enough fruits and vegetables, you know, you're a lower meat intake if you're not a vegetarian, eating beans, eating, you know, the really healthy nuts and seeds, those types of things on a daily basis, you know, I'm Ukrainian. Do you think I'm not going to eat pierogies on Christmas Eve with a big amount of sour cream on the side? Of course I'm going to. And I can smile with that. I can be really happy. I not feel guilty. But, you know, I probably won't eat them again until next Christmas Eve.
Sure.
You know, so it's that, you know, I enjoy a glass of wine every once in a while, but, you know, it's
I
not,
probably enjoy it too much.
Yeah. So, but it's not taking these things out of your life completely.
Sure.
It's understanding what foods make you feel good and what foods make you feel bad. And if you're not feeling energy a half an hour after you eat, then whatever you're putting into your system, you're not absorbing properly, or it's just not quality food for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that, it's the education, it's the self-awareness, it's being present within yourself and saying, what do I need, what makes me feel good, and honoring that. You know, if I eat McDonald's, which I haven't eaten in a really long time,
but if I
eat that food, I feel horrible. In a half an hour, my stomach's turning and I'm exhausted, and then I want to go for a cup of coffee or a cookie or something just to give me some energy. So I choose not to eat that food because it doesn't make me feel good. And that's the lesson in terms of eating or exercise or lifestyle stuff, that, you know, take responsibility of your health and your lifestyle and what you're putting in. And if you don't feel good, you know, look at those things that you're doing. And that's the guidance. You know, as an integrative medicine practitioner, and everyone that works with us, we're trained really to not judge, but to help that person understand what's happening in their life, the changes that they're capable of making, giving them homework, giving them things that they can do at home to participate in their own health and healing.
And with that,
I'm talking a lot, huh?
You're doing fine. It's my back's hurting and I can't talk. I got to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back.
Great.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member. For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Glenda Webb, a professionally trained voiceover artist. With my warm, soothing, authoritative vocal style, I will capture the attention of and captivate your potential clients while clearly articulating your message. So whether you simply want a more professional sound to your voicemail, commercials to sell your products, medical or technical productions for presentation or training purposes, or anything in between, remember, Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard. You may contact me at 908-899-1157 or at gcwvoices@gmail.com. Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And this is the Medical Center on the air. My name is Richard G., and I'm here with Tamara.
Barisha.
I did pronounce it right.
You did.
Okay. I understand you have classes.
Yes, we do. We host a number of classes. We've chosen practitioners from around the community that have been working in Hunterdon County, have had private practices for a long time. Right now, we're mostly an outpatient program, but we are beginning to plant the seeds for hopefully beginning an inpatient program. We've received a grant from a pharmaceutical company in town to do a a program for caregivers at Brightside. So there's a lot of things that we're still, you know, we're looking into more more grant funding, and we're looking into more donors who would like to help our program grow. We also should be having a building built for us in around this time.
Right now, are you in the main building of the hospital?
Right now, we're located at Huntington Regional Community Health, which is 215 Route 31 South. That's the Paul Wirtz building.
Okay.
And then we also teach, we also are doing some programs down in Lambertville at Phillips Barber Medical Center, or Health Center, the Family Care Center there. So in Phillips Barber, we do community acupuncture there on Tuesdays from 9 to 1. And we also will be beginning some meditation and some Qigong classes down there. And then in the Huntington Regional Community Health Building right here in Flemington, we have yoga classes on a Sunday. We have yoga for cancer care on Sundays. We have a on Monday, we have a beginner yoga class, and we also teach a beginner Tai Chi class and Himalayan singing bowls on Tuesday in the afternoon. We teach a Pilates class for the neck and shoulders and also a healthy back. Wednesday, we also have community acupuncture in Flemington. And Thursdays, and the community acupuncture in Flemington on Wednesdays is from 10:30 to 1, and then on Thursdays we have it later from 4 to 6. And in the evening, we have a meditation class, and also on Thursdays, Tai Chi for health and Qigong, beginner Qigong class. We also do private sessions for Reiki, for acupuncture, massage therapy, and nutrition counseling. We are also in the process of setting up a consults, integrative physician consults in the Flemington building. So to schedule an appointment or to find out more information about the classes, you can call 908-788-2572. I'll repeat that again. It's 908-788-2572. And we also have our website up. So if you just go to the Huntington Medical main website, and then you can click on integrative medicine.
HuntingtonHealthcare.org.
Yes, HuntingtonHealthcare.org. And then click on integrative medicine, and you'll be able to see all of a list of our classes, the different programs. All of the teachers are on the website in their bios. Like I said, they're all people that have been working in the community for a long time and are highly respected.
Now, you talked about Reiki.
Yes.
Now, Reiki is a form of massage, correct?
Reiki is not a form of massage.
Okay.
It's actually
a form
of energy medicine.
But when somebody performs Reiki on you, you don't take your clothes off.
No, you don't take your clothes off. And there is sometimes there's a very light touch on the skin or on the body over the clothes, and then sometimes it's just their hands right above your body, and they're not touching you.
And they're basically moving energy.
Right. So
am I correct?
Reiki. So there's Reiki is it's actually a Japanese technique. And it's basically this idea of universal chi. So chi is your body's energy, and the rei and the Reiki means universe. And so it's your universal chi and how you can manipulate that and move that and build that chi. And then also the person that's providing Reiki for you, it's working, their energy is moving within you. So it's that connection of the patient and practitioner too. But it's used for relaxation and stress reduction. They focus on the chakras within the body. So the chakras come from this idea that we have energy centers within our body on different areas, so that those energy centers can be open or closed or blocked or unblocked, and it's helping you to open them if they're closed and unblock them if they're blocked.
Okay.
And move that energy through the body. You move the patient's energy unstuck, and then using the practitioner's energy to help with aid in that prevention and healing. And each session is about 45 minutes, and I will tell you that most people that have come in for Reiki sessions, we have four Reiki practitioners that have been working within the Hunterdon healthcare system for a very long time. They're wonderful at what they do, and everyone comes out really, really happy, raving about the program. We're also going to be focusing on bringing more professional continuing education and training courses into the program. So we will be beginning in 2015. I don't have the exact date yet, but we'll be doing a Reiki training program where people can become certified Reiki practitioners. We're also going to be doing a Healing Touch certification program. And we're also looking into a Jinsen Jitsu certification program. So there's a lot of really exciting things to come. And if anyone, I always tell people, if you're interested in being a practitioner within our program, you can give us a call at that same number.
Let's give that number one more time.
It's 908-788-2572.
Okay, I've got that number also. So if anybody out there is listening to us on their smartphone and they're driving, you can always get in touch with me later and I can give you that number.
Right, yeah. So you can give us a call and let us know that you're interested in being a practitioner in our program, or send referrals our way. Or if you are a practitioner in the community and you'd like to see us host a certain class or a certain speaker, please give us a call. We're open to really incorporating the community and community ideas in our program, the growth of our program.
Well, did we forget anything?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much talked
everything. We're down to the last minute.
Well, we hope to see everyone, people coming into the program, asking more questions on integrative medicine, and we will be planning an open house, too, coming in the spring. So with that, we'll come back and talk and promote our open house also.
Okay, that sounds good. I'd like to come to the open house.
Great.
And I'm sure Kathleen will let me know.
Yes, she absolutely. Usually does. Absolutely. Well, and you said that you were going to come in for a Reiki treatment too. So,
well, you know,
letting you know, you are welcome.
As I said before, I had a woman on years ago, mm-hmm. WDVR, who did Reiki for the Cancer Center.
Yes.
And she invited me to come and get a free Reiki, and I never did.
Yes. Well, I'm calling you out on it now. You are
so
coming.
I'm going to have to.
I re-extend that invitation.
I'm going to have to try that. Anyway, that's it. I want to thank you for coming.
Thank you.
This is very informative. This is really neat medicine as far as I'm concerned.
Great. Thank you.
So, everybody stay tuned. I'm trying to think which show follows. Oh, Georgine Trinkle follows us from Norwest Cap. With Hot in Hunterdon, right after the news and this information.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. Two prospects from the U.S. ski team have been killed in an avalanche while skiing near their European training base in the Austrian Alps. The U.S. ski team says Ronnie Burlak, 20, and Brian Astle, 19, died Monday in the incident near Rettenbach Glacier, the venue for the annual season-opening World Cup races. The price of oil has dipped below $50 a barrel for the first time in more than 5 years. The slide came as evidence mounted that the world will be oversupplied with oil this year. The accused Boston Marathon bomber has been occasionally glancing today at the potential jurors who are being screened for his trial. The first group of 200 was brought into court today for the first phase of jury selection. About 1,200 in all will be in the courtroom over the next 3 days. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings.
Get prepped for a party with popular game time favorites that will please any size crowd, like Tyson Buffalo Wings, Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Paper Plates, and DiGiorno's Pizza. Go to samsclub.com to check out the full selection of instant savings offers. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from ilikehowilook.com. I have found something that could help you